Okay, we started the recording. I've got Mr. Penguin here at 6 p.m. New Hampshire free time. Dave Ridley is having trouble calling in and having us hear us, so he just sent us some links. And then Riley's going to join us. So I was going to read some of the news that we haven't covered yet, Mr. Penguin. But another thing we were going to talk about last time we were talking was you had a couple of questions for me because you weren't quite understanding why on earth do you have a booth out on the in the middle of Keene? Isn't that what you were wondering?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just was wondering like what your objectives are, and I think it's great. I just don't know what the objectives are, I guess.
Okay, well, I can answer that a little bit, and then we can talk more. You know, one of the things we were talking about a month or two ago was picturing all the different things that are going to happen between now and New Hampshire secession, right? We were thinking we need to raise a lot of money. We're going to do a lot of advertising. We're going to have bills that pass. Right, we're going to have to convince a lot of people to vote for these bills. We're going to have to get normal people to vote for the amendments. Right, there's so many things that have to happen. Right, is that making sense?
Yeah.
And then, so I was thinking, well, one of the things we're going to have to do, one of the things I don't know if other guys mentioned this, but I'm thinking, you know, like with Brexit. Everybody in the UK was talking about Brexit, right? Everybody had an opinion. They either hated it, they loved it, they didn't care too much. They had something, and they had humongous voter turnout for it, you know, like 83% or some crazy number like that. I forget. Do you remember?
I don't, but it was high.
Yeah, it was like something like that. So I think, you know, by the time, and I mean, even if this happens way off in the future, whenever this happens, everybody's got to be talking about it. And right now, we have very few people talking about it. So I'm just willing to do whatever will help people talk about it. You know what I mean? So that's the way I've been positioning nhexit.org as the place that'll be promoting everybody else's things and just trying to get the word out on it. And one of the things is, you know, trying to do the stuff, you know, have a booth, be outside, people can see signs, that sort of thing. That's just one of the things we can do. Being at lots of different events, like Matt C has been doing a good job with the pack, going to as many events as he can do with either like-minded people or slightly like-minded, and just keep showing his face there and keep asking people. And with me, I'm always in Cheshire County, and basically, so, well, I can do, this is what I can do, you know, so that's what I'm thinking. You know, just like we're all going to be doing different things, and it, you know, none of it's going to be perfect, and you know, none, you know, some things will be a lot faster or accomplish a lot more at once. But I'm thinking, well, we might as well still slowly start getting the word out, you know. So I ordered 100 yard signs. They're the small ones. They're only 12 by 18. They were the smallest, cheapest ones for me. And hey, Riley, we already started, and we've been taught. I'm recording already.
All right, excellent.
And so. That order finally just came in today. It was supposed to be here last week. So I have 100 of those signs that with the little wire things and 12 by 18. And they say an appeal to heaven with the pine tree and nhexit.org, like that sign I have out on, you know, when I'm on Main Street in Keene. And then maybe next time we do a different kind of sign. But that's kind of my sign for my site. So I'm going to start putting those out all over the place. And so anybody that hears this or talks about it, if you see my signs out there, spread them out. Like, especially if you see two of them, I'm going to put them out in pairs in a lot of places. So grab one of them and spread them out, because I'm going to be putting them around Keene and stuff. So I'm going to need help getting them spread across the state. So if anybody sees that, and if anybody wants to keep some of them at their house to distribute or something, or maybe I'll pass them out at Social Sundays and Riley's 420 thing a couple times, but we'll see. So that'll be fun. And well, hopefully some people will recognize it. I don't know. Some people won't know what it means. Right. If they don't
know, I think most people won't know what it means.
The average person's not going to know what NH Exit is, and hardly even inside of our movement. And they're not big signs, but it's just another thing to do.
I mean, well, you know, the thing I like about NH Exit though is it's, I mean, you can imagine what it is just based on Brexit, right? I mean, yeah. NH Exit. So I don't know. I don't think that's completely unclear. I think it's probably is about as clear as you're probably going to be able to get.
Yeah. The other thing that I like about that is, like, when we're out on the streets talking to people that don't know what this is about, or if they're slightly interested, you know, it's not like I have to hand them a business card or something like that. It's so easy to find us. If you put a search in anything or go to any social media and type the letters NH Exit, you'll find us, right? You'll find one of us, right? You'll find one of our video, one of our sites.
Has anybody tried that yet?
Oh, sure. Well, sure. If I do it right now, I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, NH Exit does come up. US
yeah,
comes up.
If I put in NH Exit just by itself, NH Exit, the first one I get is nhexit.us. And the second one was that also. The first few, and this is under Yahoo. Then it gets the Facebook group that, you know, Ridley and other guys made a long time ago. And then you get nhexit.org. It's referencing my last article, one of my articles. If I keep going farther down, it just keeps giving us different things from nhexit.org and nhexit.us. So that's the thing, is it finds us no problem.
Yeah, I love the idea of signage, especially like anything that says NH Exit US on it. That's nice, big and bold that people can see easily.
Yeah, if you want to do an nhexit.us sign, I could either tell you the people that I ordered from. I found there were two or three really cheap places. I got these signs for like $4.50 each. You know,
$4.50 each.
Yeah, for 100 of them with the sign holders, of course, and these are the small ones, and these are double-sided. Because I was at some of them where it was cheaper, like some of them were cheaper if you only had two colors, or some were cheaper if you only had four, or things like that. I couldn't get the Staples guys to come down in price to match the other guys, so I didn't use them. Yeah, I've been using Staples for a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I got it from like, which ones was it? It was like Cheap Signs or something like that. I'll have to look it up again. But I like the way they turned out, so I'll order from them again. If you wanted to do an nhexit.us one, either you could order it yourself, or do you want to design one, or do you want to put that on one side and put something on the other side, or we'll see how the other ones go.
You know what I think we need is like a video that like tells people like why we should succeed, right? Like something that is short, and you know, when people go to search for nhexit.us, it comes up with a video.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then we should put signs out, you know, at election time for NH Exit. around the state, I think would be optimal. But I mean that, unfortunately this all requires like somebody to actually put time and energy into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy enough to do Keen, right? But trying to spread it out is probably going to be the challenging part.
Yes. And then like the video, you know, the most likely person to make a short video explaining it would be Dave Ridley. He'd probably be the first one to do it. If I type in NHXit in searching under Yahoo here and type in video, its first thing is that Live Free or Die song that you guys recorded a while ago, like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And where was that song recorded?
This one.
Was that at the rally, the independence rally when we had the bill last time around?
That might be. This one doesn't have that visual. I'm just saying which one came up in the search. But I know somebody has that recorded from that rally when they were trying to make it so people like Matt were not eligible to run.
Oh, that one. Is that where we did that? I thought that was...
Well, that is one of the places. No, there was another... There was a bigger rally where there was more like 50 people there singing.
Yeah.
That somebody recorded. But yeah, that's a good idea too, to have a video and then push it out in every... push it out all over the place. So then that's what people find. If they're... Because also some people, they look for videos, right?
Yep.
They don't look for blog posts or websites. They look for videos.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea too. Yeah.
I mean, without us having some sort of media to promote, right? Like, you know, it's going to be the mm-hmm. the political enemies media. And that's not going to be as good as if we can put something together, you know, that comes up with, we want a handful of good reasons. But not overdo it probably. Mm-hmm. Just get that handful of reasons in there and then, you know, have it so that people can get an idea of, oh, hey, we'd be better off as an independent nation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to read off some of the links and articles that we haven't covered on this podcast for a while. And then you guys can interrupt me with other ideas and stuff as we go along. One of them, did you guys see that redstate.com article?
Yeah.
That says New Hampshire takes a second bat.
Yeah, I saw it.
At legislation received from the United States. Now, that article had in it a video from that Jennifer who did the article. And she was talking to Matt C. from the PAC and with Carla. Right? Did either one of you guys watch that video?
I don't know what video you're referencing.
It's in that article.
I didn't listen to or watch the video. You
know,
no.
I think that was a pretty long video. I don't know if I watched it.
Yeah, I have it on my what videos to watch. So we'll see if that they might be doing a very good job of explaining secession in that video. So we'll see how good that is.
We need to not only explain secession, but also have in the video, and Ian has video of this, but I don't know. I mean, good luck finding it. But asking people, hey, why do you support secession? And then just short one sentence each person, and then do that four or five times. And I think that's how the video would probably work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a larger group, you know, singing maybe New Hampshire Independence song or something like that.
Also, as we do our booth out there, we have people that come by every once in a while that do support secession.
Yep.
If we had one more person there with a camera, then we could videotape that. And, you know, even if that's a 1 minute, 2 minute, you know, 5 minute conversation, and then we can stack those up, right?
Yeah.
Like also, if somebody walked around Porkfest asking people if they support secession, and if they do, okay, well then give me your 1 minute version, you know, and you could have quite a stack of people after a while.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, I don't even think a minute, like a minute is too long, at least for like a short.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. It wouldn't even be a minute long. Yeah.
I mean, that might be good to have like individual like videos, like a bunch of different videos from different people speaking about it for a minute. That might be good. But I think just a single, you know, 2 minute video, you know, that has, you know, half a dozen people, you know, saying why they support New Hampshire independence alongside maybe a little bit longer, not a presentation, but somebody just talking about the different benefits of independence, what the different benefits of independence would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. Another one of the things, one of the things I posted was on Twitter. One of our guys, the Twitter handle is Pine Crown NE. I guess that's for New England. He's got that cool sign, flag that he's chosen. He was noticing he was in Keene visiting, and he said he saw a bunch of NH Exit papers plastered to posts. So he must be referencing ones that Dave Ridley has nailed or stapled, because that's who is doing that.
I'm not even sure what was posted where. Because I don't think I've seen.
Well, anything. Dave posted a bunch of them around Keene. I have not actually seen any of them.
When did he do this? Because I don't think I've seen any of them either.
I would say 3 months ago.
Huh.
He just blitzed them on like wooden, like usually places where there was already some signs on it.
Yep.
And you know, like how there's stuff by the college that is plastered there and stuff like that. So I haven't actually seen them, but this guy from Manchester did.
Well, that's so great. That
so, let's see. So that's, I think I've run out of ones over there. And then Dave posted another article. This is from a long time ago when somebody was complaining that people are trying to make New Hampshire like Florida. Oh, how horrible! So that's not something new from this week. What else did we have?
We were talking about changing the time too. I think.
Oh, for which thing?
For the meeting, for the NH Exit meeting, this meeting that we're having right now.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I thought we were trying to move it to 5, wasn't it? Or am I mistaken? Or was it 7?
6 works for me. 5 would also work for me.
I don't even remember who we were trying to move it for.
Well, I kept wanting it earlier. It just works better for me earlier. And it works for Riley, and it works, I guess it works for Dave, but he's having other problems with, you know, trying to get the audio to work. Because also Matt C could join us sometimes on Mondays, but it would have to be at like 9 o'clock at night, I think. And then even then he might not be done with work. So, you know, even though we're all supposed to be getting money from the Koch brothers, a bunch of us aren't getting our checks. So we have to keep working.
Where's my check?
I want to know where my check is.
Where's my check, Koch brothers?
Well, I finally figured out who is getting those checks. It's the American for Prosperity guys. That's the Koch money.
Really?
So anybody that's working for them is getting Koch money. So
I can see that.
So yeah, if you look at their website, it tells you that that's who's doing that. So some people we know are getting that, but not the rest of us.
Yeah. The vast majority are not getting anything.
Yeah.
The people actually doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've liked some of the stuff they're doing. So. But it's just not, most of us aren't part of it. So,
yeah.
Riley, what did you have?
I don't have anything that I know of. I'm still interested in the discussion around New Hampshire independence. I think it's important. I do know that, you know, the $40 trillion debt's coming up pretty fast. We might hit it before 2027. So it'll be interesting to see if New Hampshire voters are allowed to, if we're allowed to vote here in New Hampshire on whether to be free to secede or not. So I'm looking forward to that.
So with the bills, the last I saw was the bill that Jason Gearhart is proposing, which is the one where we'd amend the Constitution and declare independence once we got the U.S. government got to $40 trillion in debt. I think the last step that happened was the bureaucrats sent him back their version of how it would look for him to say if that looked good and stuff like that. And I think he didn't have any real big problems with it. So I think that's the way it's going to look. Did you guys see that? It looked pretty good. It looked pretty good to me. It's slightly different than the one from 2 years ago.
I mean, you know. I'm not the best person to look at that stuff anyway. But I mean, and I don't even know how much it matters. I mean, they're always going to find something wrong with it anyway.
And then, so once that is finalized, then I will be posting that all over the place. I kind of posted it some places when it came out, you know, the update. But sometime it's going to be official. This is the actual wording and how it's going to be and that sort of stuff. And then in January, it gets a number and stuff like that, right? And then Matt Sanastazo's one that proposes a committee.
I haven't
seen the new word, you know, the wording of that.
I don't know anything about this bill other than to say that New Hampshire, if this bill passes, it's supposed to create a committee to study the impact of secession, whether it can happen or not.
Yeah, and that was mostly written up by Matt C. I was helping him with that. So it said, you know, it would be a committee that lasted a year. It said what members it wanted to have and all that kind of stuff. So if that's the way the wording is, it'll really fry the typical big government person. Just the idea of having a bunch of different people on a committee discussing it would definitely be a big problem.
Oh yeah. That's going to fry the people who love the state, who love big government, who love the Fed so much that either they're going to have to be like, oh my God, these people are absolutely insane. And
people have already talked about how we'd be wasting money studying it.
Yeah.
But this is what the Catalonia people did. You know, they had a committee to study how to go. And then, of course, it didn't work yet. But you know, that's one of the things they did was try to figure out, okay, what are all the steps that it's going to take? You know, what are all the things that will happen? Is there any reason we should change any of the times or how often we do this, Mr. Penguin, can you think? Or should we try to invite certain people to come next time to bring their questions or any ideas like that?
I don't know. I'm falling asleep here.
we need to start it even earlier, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know. Sundays were working better for me.
Well, we might, one of the things was that it was kind of piling on having Sunday meeting and the social Sundays all happening. But maybe that'll make sense or something. So
yeah, but it was harder for me to forget Sunday. Mondays are like, okay, I'm not used to doing stuff on Mondays other than like work.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe we'll have to do that. Well,
whatever gets people to the meeting. I mean, I don't you know, I mean, obviously if I'm not here, that's not good either, but I'm not unavailable on Mondays. It's just a matter of remembering.
Okay. Well, do you guys have anything else we should say, or should we wrap up the recording?
I have nothing on my end.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I feel like, you know, the meetings I don't know how productive we usually are. I think most of the stuff that we're doing that's productive is when we're not on meetings.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. I will stop my recording and talk to you guys later.
All right.
All right.
Night, everybody.